Daniel, I just saw December movies, and it's a great performance, but there are some similar themes to Harry Potter, the loneliness of being an orphan. Tell us a little bit about that and about the film you're going to be doing in August.
Oh, right, okay. Yes, Seven Boys is something I did in Australia in 2005. It's about four boys who grow up in a Catholic orphanage in the outback of Australia and who are, due to a generous donation to the orphanage, who are all sent on holiday for their birthday month, which is December, hence why they are the Seven Boys. And it's about, they all have a sort of various rites of passage stories while they are away. And I think it's a really sweet, genuinely sort of warm and heartfelt film. And you know, hopefully other people will like it too. As you say, there are similar themes in that, you know, I've now, the tally is now up to three orphans. Harry, David, and Max. Yes, so that's I suppose there are similar things in it, but it is a very, very different film. It's a very different character from Harry. Matt's is much more sort of restrained than Harry. Harry lets sort of like walks out and doesn't at all. And with in later year I was doing My Boy Jack, which is about Rudyard Kipling and his son who was sent off to who wanted to go and was sent to war despite having failed numerous army medical tests because his eyesight was so bad. And so it's a very, very sad story. Yes, you can sort of guess it, I'll just end happily. It's beautiful, beautiful script written by David Haig, who's also playing Roger Kipper. So very exciting.
Ben Shane from Bible Land. I had a question. Which was each of your favourite scenes of the film and why?
I like the scene after the kiss with Cho Chang. Because we're all the same hysterics.
Yeah.
I think a lot of that was genuine. I think that day we just seemed quite a giggly mood. Mm. And you watch it, you can watch me, well, all of us actually trying to keep it together. I mean, it's like the scene in The Usual Suspect. Well, it's not that scene, but there is a scene in The Usual Suspect at the very beginning when they're doing the lineup, when all of the men, they're doing the scene and they're just laughing hysterically. And they can't keep it together at all. And the director was, you know, getting really angry about it because he couldn't get them under control. And in the end, it really works that they're all laughing because they all know each other. And in that way, it's a very sweet scene for all the series of the show. But I also love doing anything that's serious.
It's all maps.
Yeah, that was my favorite one as well. I just have such good memories about filming it, and I don't know if you remember, but something to do with Orange, I don't know why, Harry was the thing before a take, and literally, I remember, just filmed me just laughing, and sorry, Harry and both stopped, they were there like, I'm still going, I was on the floor, just like laughing, and he just filmed all of it, and got loads of power, and I'm like, right, so I stopped, just went on for ages, but my laughter is really genuine. Which is really, I just think it feels like a scene that kind of brings together kind of like our real friendship and our character's friendship, and it just like, it all works together constantly. Yes, exactly. So, yeah, sorry, my name. That's like, I'm really fond of that scene. I really like it.
There's loads of scenes that are really fun. The one, the funniest one to, do and watch back was the Hall of Prophecies, because that was like,
oh, yeah.
There's just nothing there, it's like no set at all, green screen, nothing, and then looking back, watching it, it's really weird.
But I think it's fair to say, we enjoy most of the film, the only ones that I don't particularly want to end on a broomstick, really, for very obvious reasons, and I think generally speaking, yeah, not a long time.
Emma, you mentioned that it was difficult for Harry to be world famous, and I'm wondering how it is for the three of you to be dealing with fame.
It's really Harrods, the fact that he lived all his life sort of just this little boy, and then suddenly he came into it really just, and suddenly just found out he was a wizard and he was famous and just something had to deal with it. In a way, it feels kind of easier for me because it almost feels like I've never known anything different. I was so young when I first started doing this, that, and it kind of builds up quite gradually as well, but I've kind of learnt as I went along the way, just from experience and just sort of built up my confidence and in myself and being able to deal with it, and I've also just been really well looked after. I have to say, my brothers, particularly Bertie Davies, has just from the very, very beginning, just really just taking care of us, not just as sort of, not just as like the kids from my grandmother, just as individuals and as people that she's really fond of, and like the fact we've had that kind of family idea, and that they really genuinely care about us as people, and we're not just, I don't know, vehicles, or we're just, I don't know, that's really helped. And I guess me, Dan, and Rupert all have really strong families around us as well, who have really like taken care of us, and just, I think that's what keeps all three of us sane, is that, and just having a really strong base and a really strong identity outside of the films, and like all of us know that we're worth something apart from what everyone thinks of us, like us in what. We have stronger identities than just what people write about us in the press, or what people think, or, I don't know, you just have to be sort of beyond it and above it. I think we're all strong enough that it doesn't, I mean, we can laugh about it. Some of it's frustrating, some of it's annoying, some of it's freaky, some of it scares us, but
but you do have to laugh against that.
I just laugh.
Because it is, it's bizarre, but it is funny. It is funny, and actually, you know, for obviously there will always be certain things that, but you know, some people will be able to do that we can't do, and that's fine. But also, there's opportunities through this have been extended to us, and that's amazing. So we're also very fortunate. I mean, it is obviously a very strange experience, but I think, you know, what Emma said about not being thought of or treated as sort of, you know, entities, self-help or not self-help is, since we've actually been treated like, really just fantastic. We're very, very lucky in that respect.
To be fair, we've been treated, pretty well by the press.
Yeah, no, actually, we absolutely have.
I think, just generally, that's really our key to the thing.
On that note, we have time for just one more question. Okay, so last question, right here. Sorry, no, we have one question here. I'm sorry, John.
I assume you didn't know each other before you started this whole journey, but what's the one or two things that you've learned from each other?
Well, we've learned from each other.
Learned from each other.
I learned how to have an ice cream back. I know, these guys are nothing but trivia for me, really. That's sort of what I'm full of, really. To be honest, I don't think we ever, because we're all the same, pretty much the same age, we never really deign to give each other advice. I don't know, it would be very odd for, say, me to turn around to Rupert and say, Rupert, now then, we're just not. Because we're all the same age, like, advice is something you get from people that are older than you, really.
I think it's really learning from. I think it's more like, we're friends, my boy troubles, I'll occasionally again chat down Rupert, just saying, what is going on here?
Don't ask what you mean by boy troubles.
Just sort of friendly, just banter and friendly advice, and just sort of, generally just, supporting each other, I guess. Sorry, I can't, give you a really deep answer.
No.
just doesn't exist.
No. What I'm trying to say is we've learned nothing
from each other.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Do pick them.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you.